As the year comes to a close, Anchorage officials are taking stock of the city's problems with homelessness. Several aggressive measures to connect people with housing and social services are succeeding, but the coordinated effort is showcasing just how much work is left to do. As Alaska Public Media's Zechariah Hughes reports, a meeting today of the city's Committee on Homelessness put on display where the city's programs are succeeding and where critical gaps remain.
The Assembly's committee meetings are usually pretty dry, but not this one. In its last meeting of the year, committee members were briefed on a number of programs implemented over the last year, and there was a lot of good news. Dozens of people have been moved into housing since this summer. Coordination among city services and nonprofits has created a list of 250 vulnerable adults, including their names and needs, based on comprehensive assessments, and a number of experimental programs are showing positive results. One is a work van program run by a company called Alaska WorkSource. This fall, staff picked up individuals living or panhandling on the street and brought them to work sites. Reporting by the Alaska Dispatch News recently uncovered questionable practices handling a no-bid contract from the city worth $75,000. WorkSource Executive Director Daryl Waters took issue with the claims and says that what matters more is the half a dozen people who have gotten sober and found employment in the 4 months since the program launched.
That's how we roll. We don't do a lot of technical stuff. We get right to the matter. How do we help you?
Waters was joined in the audience by five of the people who have gone through the program. The committee's chair, South Anchorage Assemblymember Bill Evans, says he and other public officials are pleased with WorkSource's results, held as a humane and cost-effective way of getting people off the streets.
But that doesn't give us a pass. Even because we're working for a good end, we're still subject to scrutiny because we're using taxpayer dollars. So we have to be willing to take that level of scrutiny and criticism to the extent it comes with it. If anything, the criticism seems to be directed mostly towards the city, the assembly, whoever granted the contract on a no-bid basis, and whether we rushed into that or not.
Much of what the committee heard was that some of the city's efforts to gather data on the extent of Anchorage's homelessness problem and deal with it comprehensively are working too well, which gives stretched employees and services more work than they can handle. One example are homeless camps. A systematic effort to locate, log, and clean up camps has nearly tripled the amount of material hauled to the city dump over 2015. So far this year, it's been 138 tons of debris, according to the city's Parks and Recreation Director. The increased study has exposed other overburdened services as well. Allison Kerr, the executive director of Covenant House, says not only are overnight shelters unable to house everybody amid an ongoing cold snap, but staff members are often the ones picking up the slack.
We are asking organizations to function over capacity, and we're calling it a municipal cold weather plan. And it is really the organizations are funding the backbone of this, and it needs to change.
Kerr also spoke of critical gaps in the city's social safety net and ability to get people stable on their way to housing. Chief among them are a shortage of detox beds and substance abuse resources. To make the point, Kerr put a tan grocery bag on the conference table and explained that inside were the cremated ashes of a 23-year-old. They belonged to the son of a colleague, Lisa Souter, who runs Beans Cafe. He died of a heroin overdose a week and a half ago.
That young man had myself and Lisa, who I feel like is a pretty relentless person. I could not get that kid treatment. And I think there's something wrong when we continue to fund the pickup of people and we don't fund what we do after we pick them up.
The committee's next meeting will be in the new year. In Anchorage, I'm Zechariah Hughes.